Welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. This is an hour of Kazanis coming up. In the background, we hear the great Moshe Kusevitzky with his classic Shei Bona Beis HaMikdash. I want to welcome listeners from Nachum Siegel's program. I know that you're not listening to the first hour, but you know you can hear the entire program. Just go to charliebernhout.com. CharlieBernhaut, charliebernhaut.com, and you go to the archives. You can hear all the music, all the recordings for the last, is this show, what, number 123? What is it? Yeah, 123 shows, 2 hours, all indexed, all there for you to listen to. And if you love Kazanis, this is the place to go. I want to have a heart-to-heart discussion with you, my listeners. Okay? No, this is not an appeal for money. Yeah, I used to do that at Seton Hall, but that was raising money for the college. And when we ran Cantor's World, it was to raise money for Cantor's World. I'm not making any bones about this, but since 1977, I have volunteered my time, never receiving a penny, through all those years of broadcasting and all my involvement with Cantor's World. These were labors of love, as is this program. And I don't take commercials. I can't stand the thought of having to talk about Chaim Yankel's pizzeria or whatever. Not looking for commercials. I don't want donations. Thank God I've been able to pay for this. There's bandwidth and the website, and I have expenses with my computer consultant, and I purchase my CDs. It runs into a fair amount of money each year, but that's not the point. The point is, I don't ask you for much, do I? But I do have one request. My goal over all these years is to spread the word, is to help promote traditional Kazanis. You've heard me say that over the years, and that's the fact. I just play this music as a labor of love, but I know I'm not talking to myself. I know there are many thousands of you who are listening to this program right now. And so what am I asking you to do? I'm asking you to pick up the phone right now, or you're sitting at your computer while you're listening to this program, and call one or two or three of your friends who you know love Kazanis, and tell them about the program. It's so crazy. I keep running into people all the time who tell me they just discovered the program. They never heard about it. Well, okay, I don't have the money for advertising. I don't do any advertising. It's rather expensive. Word of mouth is the way this program has grown over the years. And I'm counting on you. Yes, you who are listening right now. You have friends who enjoy Kazanis, or you have friends who don't enjoy Kazanis, and you might want to introduce them to this world of this incredible world of soul music. So that's my request. No, I don't want your money. I'm not asking for that. I'm asking for you to take a minute or two now, or after you're done listening to the program. Many of you are at work right now with your computers. It'd be a very simple thing to just say, hey, www.charliebernhaut.com. You love Kazanis, you love Jewish music, log on and listen. I need your help. What can I tell you? This is my goal. It's my goal, and I appreciate whatever help you would give. Okay, this is going to be a very special program. This is a cantorial concert that was honoring Chazan Moshe Genshoff on his 60th anniversary. It was sponsored by the American Society for Jewish Music, and it was in 1988. I'm going to be playing selections from that concert, but let me just read some. Barry Sirota, of course, he put this tape together, and he also was involved in the production of this particular concert. 1988 marked the 60th anniversary of the debut of the legendary Chazen Moshe Gantchoff, one of the 20th century's leading and most original exponents of the cantorial art. A master of both classical Chazanut and creative improvisation, a consummate vocal artist, an outstanding composer of liturgical chant, and a dedicated teacher to many of today's most respected cantors. On October 16th of that year, that's 1988, the American Society for Jewish Music and the Jewish Theological Seminary of America celebrated the important anniversary with a special gala cantorial concert in Chazen Gantchoff's honor, Unto the Generations, preserved here in this unique live recording. A number of Chazen Gantchoff's most accomplished students, protégés, and colleagues performed in tribute to their beloved mentor, accompanied by the New York Jewish Choral Ensemble. Prominent cantors delivered remarks on behalf of the entire cantorate. The highlight of the evening, however, occurred when the 83-year-old Chazen Gantchoff himself came on stage to sing his own cantorial compositions. By the way, we're going to hear that. He filled the hall with electricity and drew a standing ovation from the capacity audience. All of this is preserved for posterity through this live recording of that memorable event, which provides a living document of a truly historic occasion in Jewish life. Okay, that's from the liner notes, and let's get on now to the Chazonis. The first selection is Min HaMeitzar by Dunayevsky, and it's cantor Alberto Mizrahi, and there's a boy alto at the beginning, Brett Essler. I don't know what became of Brett Essler, be interesting, but he was a boy alto. Min HaMeitzar.
Oh.
Okay, that's the first selection from this concert 23 years ago. It October 16th, 1988 at the Jewish Theological Seminary. I'm noting here that the choir is the New York Jewish Choral Ensemble. How do you like that? They had a choral ensemble in New York. Where is it? Why don't we have more of that? And Danny Gildor was at the piano. You'll be hearing him on some of these selections. Okay. That was a composition by Dunayevsky, who was born in 1843. He died in 1911. The next selection is Ahavas Olam, a composition by Morris Barash, born in 1903, died in 1981. And cantor Richard Baton, B-O-T-T-O-N, Richard Baton will be chanting Ahavas Olam.
Yeah.
Was a Cantor Botton, B-O-T-T-O-N, Richard Botton, Botton. Looking at the liner notes, the concert committee chairman was Neil Levin. Barry Sirota, going to do a special someday on him. He was the recording consultant and producer, and he produced this recording. And it was interesting to note officers of the American Society for Jewish Music at the time in 1988. David Lefkowitz was the president, Jack Gottlieb vice president, and Yossi Malavani was chairman of the governing board. And if that society sounds familiar, I did donate my thousands of recordings to the American Society for Jewish Music with the proviso that they digitize the collection. It's in progress, not as fast as I would like to see it go, but it's going. And many of my recordings are stored at the Center for Jewish History on 16th Street, West 16th Street. So that's the way it goes. That's the way it goes. Let's hear our next selection is Mimchomcho Malkeinu. It will be chanted by cantor Israel Goldstein. It's a composition by Yoshua or Osias Abras, A-B-R-A-S-S. He was born in 1820. He died in 1884. Okay, this is Cantor Israel Goldstein.
Thank you.
Israel Goldstein with Mimkomcha. Next selection, with Sukkos still in our minds, this is a Genshoff recording of Hoshana, and it'll be chanted by cantor Jacob Ben-Sion Mendelssohn. Jackie, of course, if you saw Cantor's Tale, you are familiar with cantor Jacob Ben-Sion Mendelssohn. And it says here, with audience participation. So again, this was at the concert honoring 60 years in the cantorate of wonderful cantor Chazan Moshe Genshoff. Again, this is his composition of Hoshana.
Oh,
Is that beautiful? That was Jacob Bentzion Mendelssohn, Jackie. That was Moshe Gantrov composition, Hoshana. That was 23 years ago. Danny Goldar at the piano. Okay, let's hear Chazan Moshe Gantrov himself at the age of 83. These are two selections appropriate for the recent holidays. Ma Nomar, Lefonecha, this is from the Yom Kippur service, and Ribono Shel Olam from the Torah service for the holidays. Again, this is at his honoring his 60 years in the cantorate at the time, 1988.
Thank you.
How do you like that, huh? He was 83 years old. This was honoring 60 years in the cantorate. Moshe Genshoff. That was really something, wasn't it? Okay, look, there's quite a few more selections which I will play in the future, but I think it's appropriate. We're listening to this tribute to Moshe Genshoff. We'll hear my friend cantor Saul Mendelson and his brother Jacob, Jackie Mendelson, with their words of praise, if you will, of Moshe Genshoff. So I think it's appropriate that I play this as the last part of this program.
To everything there is a season. My friends, tonight, about 50 million Americans are poised in front of their TV set, immersed in this season of the World Series. Baseball is in the air, the big leagues. But I stand here to remember another kind of big league, the synagogue cantorial circuit of Brownsville, of Newark, of Borough Park, of Rivington Street, and the stars were affectionately known as Berilla, Yussela, Labela, and of course, Meishela. As an alto soloist, or bimale boy, as we were known, who sang with some of the great Kazanic masters, including Moshe Gontchev, I became intoxicated, nay, smitten by the Kazan and his art, never to recover. To us youngsters, the Kazan was the glory of the arts, and his bima was as high as Olympus. Each davening had the excitement of an opening night, the moving sea of daveners, the long-bearded Rav who sat benignly over his congregation, the waves of prayer and response. This was religion and art and music and drama. Almost without exception, every choir boy that I knew, if he did not become a Chazan himself at the very least, remained a committed and concerned Jew. There was something about the experience that the Chazanim provided that always remained with us as a precious legacy. The great Mishorer Chaim Nachman Bialik, himself an alto in a choir, in a letter to Yaakov Fichman states, "Hashorot shehayiti az mizamer b'makela haketana, hayu ulai hanimot biyoter b'chaya." The most precious moments in my life were perhaps when I sang as a child in the synagogue choir. And so I pay tribute to a master Chazan, Moshe Gontchev, a survivor of Chazanut's golden age, who helped to provide me with some of life's most precious moments and significant influences. Thank you, Chazan Moshe Gontchev.
Some years ago, on the occasion of Israel Alter's 70th birthday, I attended a concert in his honor. That evening, Moshe Gontchev tossed off about a half a dozen of Alter's toughest compositions, always being faithful to the composer, while at the same time fulfilling his own artistic personality as a master of improvisation. Let me set the scene for you. Moshe's on the bima, about a 50-voice male choir around him, conducted by Seymour Silverman, who I believe is here tonight. At the piano is Jack Barris, brilliant as always. Unfortunately, the piano could have used a tuning, as I recall. I remember Alter, Oliver Shalom, sitting on the bima in back. And all the time while Moshe was singing, Alter was slowly, with his eyes closed, chuckling, just breathing it in. And I remember a colleague leaned over to me, and he said, "This is a throwback to the golden age." Moshe Gontchev represents for me and my colleagues the living authenticity of that age. This is not to say that Moshe's creative ability rests on past principles only. His Chazanut has evolved based on reverence of text, love of classical singing, extreme musicality. And very simply put, he just knows what to do. He knows what to do. He has a perfect sense of propriety in Chazanut. Being close to Moshe, I've been privileged to watch him both create and reminisce. He once told me of a meeting of the cantors, of certain cantors, at his apartment on West End Avenue in Manhattan. During the gathering, Leib Glantz stood up and he spoke in an unflattering way about Chazan Alter Yechiel Carniol, complaining about his excessive use of coloratura. And Moshe told me, Israel Alter got up with his bushy eyebrows and he pointed a finger at Glantz, admonishing him, "Do not talk that way about the Tate von Tfille." Moshe, on behalf of the American Society of Jewish Music and your friends on the stage and in the audience, I present you with this gift. Along with the blessings of many, many more happy years with Peggy, in good health. And we say thank you to our Tate von Tfille. Moshe Genshaw.
Well, we just heard Saul Mendelson and Jackie Mendelson giving their tribute to Moshe Genshoff on 60 years in the Cantorate. There are quite a few other selections from that wonderful concert that I'll be playing sometime in the future. In the meantime, those of you who heeded my request and called a couple of your friends or even emailed some of your friends while you were listening to the program to tell them about this show, that this wonderful soul music, thank you. And for those of you who have not yet done that, perhaps you'll take the time now or sometime in the near future. No, do it now. It takes 3 minutes. Spread the word. That's my only request. Help me in my mission to keep traditional Chazanus alive. Thank you for joining with me. You can reach me, you know, at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. Shalom, everyone.